Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
So not what Major League Baseball and the commissioner wanted, where the biggest story in Major League Baseball has nothing to do with what's happening on the field. It is the story of Shohei Ohtani, a bookie, and an interpreter.
Yeah.
And our pal Brandon Lang, sports handicapper, betting insider, is going to join us to give us the scoop, the skinny, at least what he thinks is going on. Mm. But let's get a life update because we haven't talked to Brandon in a while. What's going on?
What's up, B-Line?
Well, hold on. Before we do that, for the listeners who don't know who Brandon is,
yeah,
he's been a sports handicapper for many years. He's been on the show many times. He was obviously part of the Two for the Money movie back in 2005. Mm-hmm. With Matthew McConaughey, he's a great story. I lost touch with him over the last few years because he changes his cell phone probably every 10 minutes.
Okay.
So I don't even know what his cell phone number is. I don't know where he's living now.
Yeah, we're reconnecting now.
But he's an awesome story. And
he makes great breakfast food.
He certainly does.
Yes.
Brandon, how you doing, man?
What's up, buddy?
Let me tell you something. You guys had better brought up the waffles. How many guys come into someone's office and make waffles for their entire office?
Right, with your top secret ingredient.
That up, I was hanging up,
yeah.
Which is sour cream.
Yeah.
And Brad Johnson, I tried texting you yesterday, and it came back for whatever reason, didn't send. So I don't know if your number is not the same.
He's got two numbers now.
I did receive a text from – and I didn't understand it. It said Bell Lang at the end, and I didn't understand the text. I thought it might have been you, but I don't have your number. But please send me another text. I'm going to put you in my contacts.
Okay, we got that.
Thank you, sir.
So how you been, dude? Have you been picking winners and still doing your thing, or what's going on?
Had Oregon yesterday. Nice to get off to a nice start after a couple of losers on Tuesday, Wednesday. The big tournament really starts Thursday,
yep,
with Oregon, and today. So today's another day. Life update. Kimmy and I divorced 2 years ago. Greatest thing I ever did in my life.
Oh, no.
You know, oh, my God. Don't say
that. Why? Was it just a nightmare? What happened?
Well, when you go on radio, you got to talk so highly of her because she's listening.
Uh-huh.
So I can't come on radio for the last 17 years and bash Kimmy when she's listening to pretty much all my radio shows. So you got to say nice things. She was a narcissist. I stayed in it for my daughter.
Ooh.
And then when Ireland turned 12, Ireland's now 14. When Ireland turned 12, I said, I'm going to get out of Dodge. Well, Kimmy cheated on me before we got to 12. So,
didn't you have some rules you guys had?
You guys thought
an open marriage.
By the way, he just dropped a big nugget.
I thought you guys were
glossing
swingers
over that.
Yeah.
No, you can't do things outside the marriage. Just go rogue.
Right. For sure.
Yeah, there are rules to swing.
You don't go rogue. Like when I go to New York and work in New York in the summer, I don't go rogue. I stay faithful. She's supposed to stay faithful. She didn't. I found out. Sia wouldn't want to be it, but it was the greatest thing that ever happened to me.
How did Ireland handle that, by the way?
She handled it absolutely fantastic because she already has a tough relationship with her mom, and they go at it. So I was able to get out unscathed, and so my relationship with her is completely different. So,
did you guys? Are you splitting custody? How's where is she living?
Yeah,
how's that working?
Well, yeah, it's okay. Week on, week off.
All right, good.
And so yeah, I'm here in Vegas, and then I met. You know, it took 2 years to get in shape. And if I sent you a picture, not to sound, but whatever. If I sent you a picture, it would look like I just retired from the NFL.
I'm jacked.
I'm 61, and I look like I'm 45, and I'm jacked. Brad, when I
That's awesome.
You, I'll send you your number. I'll send you a picture. And you'd be like, there's just no way.
I want to see a picture of your girl, new chick.
And so then I met a girl in the Hamptons, and on a scale of 1 to 10, she's a 20. Just a dime piece with Julia Roberts' personality and Pretty Woman times 1,000. It's just the Willy Wonka.
Is she a swinger too?
Landed in my lap. No. Those days are over, bro. Those days are over.
All right. Well, that's too bad.
She is. No, it's not. It's the greatest thing in the world. So, I know you guys live vicariously through me and all that crazy movie came out in 2005, but it's been 19 years and you mature and go, okay, enough's enough. So, so that's the life aspect of it. Have a reality show called Cappers. It's going to air on Pluto Network. We filmed 2 episodes over the NFL playoffs. That's going to drop in the next 3 weeks. It's hysterical. It's good. It's great. Can't wait. Andy Weiss, who produced and I think had something to do with the White Boy Rick. Very, very good producer. He produced and directed. It's really, really good. So that's Cappers.
All right.
And where can we find that? I'm sorry.
Pluto TV.
Pluto.
We're gonna stream it. We're gonna stream it on Pluto and just keep it rolling until football season when we film some more episodes.
Okay.
That's the life aspect of it. Been happier. Never felt better. Now let's get to the meat and potatoes of what you're waiting to hear about. It's so ironic that you reached out to me about this story, because on my daughter's life, I'm gonna tell you exactly what happened. I know what happened. So backtrack. I met Bauer like 4 years ago here in Vegas passing. I knew he was a bookie, knew he lived in Orange County. He's absolutely out of his mind, personality wise, party wise, whatever. Met him in passing through mutual friends. So I know who he is. About 3 months ago, my very best friend, who I go to LA and play golf with all the time, stay at his house. I've known him for literally 24 years. Calls me 3 months ago and says, bro, do you know a bookie named Matt Bauer? And I said, yeah, I met him like 4 years ago in Vegas. He's absolutely out of his mind. I just played golf with him. And the feds are after him. And I asked him, who is your biggest client? And he told me it was Otani. I go, get out of here. He goes, nope. And I said, how much? I'm not going to give you the number, but I will tell you the number is between 7 and 25 million, and it's only soccer, and that's it.
Wow.
Nothing else. Now, the feds raid his home, confiscate 11 million in crypto, all his money. He's got a wife and 5 boys. How do I know all this? Because it's coming from my boy who played golf with him.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Otani has 5 boys?
No. He's talking about Bauer.
Yeah, Bauer. Bauer's 48 years old.
Now,
Bauer.
Everything gets raided. So he loses everything. The feds come in and take everything. So they get his phone, and they go through his phone, and here's all this stuff in Japanese through the interpreter. So the feds are like, what's this? And he goes, well, Bauer tells the true story to the feds. It's Otani. It's Shohei Otani. He's into me for X, and that's what that is. So now the feds are, whoa, biggest face in baseball right now. What are we going to do? So now they go to Otani's people and his agents, and they concoct the story that says, listen, this guy didn't speak any English. He never talked to a bookie. Mm-hmm. His interpreter is his interpreter. Mm-hmm. His interpreter stole the money. His interpreter did this. His interpreter did this. And the interpreter is the fall guy for all of this.
Mm-hmm.
But it's 100% Otani. Mm-hmm. I know it for a fact. It's what I've been told, and my boy has no reason to make up and conjure the story. I guess he possibly is talking to Stephen A. today. About this, because he knows Stephen A. But that's the truth. Now, whether it ever comes out, there's no way they can connect Bauer to Otani. It's impossible. It's
Why?
Through the interpreter. Because Otani doesn't speak English.
He never made the calls.
He
never made the bets.
He never, well, he made the bets.
Right.
But you can't prove he made the bet. You can't prove he had a phone call with the bookie. You can't prove. Like that's what they can't prove. So it sets up perfectly for Ohtani to have the interpreter be the fall guy. Now, trust me, when this interpreter goes back to Japan, and if unless the feds decide to prosecute him here, he's going to be very well taken care of. He's the fall guy.
Mm-hmm.
So when he goes back over there, you're never going to hear another word about this guy. So he's not going to be prosecuted over in Japan. He's not going to be whatever. He's just going to skid off into the sunset, slide in another interpreter. Now, will Ohtani stop gambling? Well, when you're down the amount of money that he's down betting soccer, you're a degenerate.
Yeah.
He's a degenerate.
Full
he's
blown.
A complete and
yeah.
utter degenerate.
Yeah.
So
he's a
I don't
sicko.
Know how he's a sicko yeah. when it comes to.
But he had discipline to only bet on soccer.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think, you know, listen, I just spent 17 years with a Filipino. These people of Asian descent can be a little crazy. I'm just speaking to my wife. That's a huge generality.
That's hilarious.
Brandon Lang saying that, not the junks.
He literally just was down between 10 and 25 million. Let me just bump it up a little bit. It sure as hell ain't 4 million. Let me tell you that much.
Right.
So that's where they're at right now. I don't know how deep they're going to go. I don't think people deep down in places you don't talk about at parties are believing it was just the interpreter. This guy's a little meek,
right.
almost a submissive little guy
yeah.
that is going to steal. Like just let me put it in this lens for you. This little meek little interpreter who looks like he's a submissive for a dominatrix is going to, with the 6'4 Ohtani, look at him and go, I'm going to steal your money. And I'm going to pay my bookie. Does the interpreter look like he gambles on sports? Yes or no?
Right.
Oh,
I'm
he
with
does
you. Not.
That's,
very,
that's a great point. No that's the best point anyone's ever made.
Well, I mean, I kind of said that.
Yeah. There's no way this guy's betting $4 million
exactly.
on sports. It wasn't sports. They're selling sports. So this guy gets the Lee Harvey Oswald, Patsy,
yeah.
and on and on and on and on. Ohtani is the face of baseball. 100%. This story is massive. They needed a fall guy. It was perfect.
So when did you find out that Ohtani was gambling with your boy Bowers?
3 months ago, and my boy called it. My boy said, this is going to blow. The
right.
feds are going to get Bauer. This is going to blow. He says, you watch. It's going to blow. And it's, I mean, the second it hit ESPN, my boy calls me and says, I told you. I go, boy, I go, unbelievable, bro. Unbelievable. I didn't kind of believe what he told me because bookies tend to fabricate because mm-hmm. they're bookies. But this is, it's one 100% Ohtani.
But like you said,
Trevor's a fall guy.
Like you said, BL, it's like they're not going to be able to prove it.
No,
so for they're going to go to their graves going, no, it was the interpreter. It wasn't.
Yep.
Yeah, they'll just tell the lie.
Because it's in everybody's best interest.
Yeah, and then Major League Baseball is going to say, yeah, we fired him. He's done. So there won't be a suspension, and there's no bets on baseball, so they can't suspend him for a year or whatever.
How are these bookies surviving, Brandon? Now, I know in California, it's not legal yet, but
it's
the majority of states in the country now have legal books. I know there's a show with Sebastian Maniscalco now about bookies.
Worst show I've ever seen in my life.
But how are they surviving?
I wanted the show to be entertaining. Oh my God! He gets beat up by a woman trying to collect money from she owes him money. She's a gambler.
You would never let that happen to you, B. Lang.
Oh my God! But here's how bookies are surviving, and I may have said this on your show before. People bet with bookies because they give you credit. You don't have to go into your pocket first to take.
You don't have to upfront. You don't have to front it. Yeah.
So Brad Johnson comes to me and says, "Hey, B. Lang, I need a bookie. Can you get me a bookie?" I'm like, yeah, I'll get your bookie. Let me make a couple phone calls. I make a couple phone calls. I'm like, all right, listen, let's set his limits at, Brad, what do you want to bet a game? Nickel game? I'll bet a nickel game. Okay.
Make it 50K, 50K line of credit.
You know what? I'll give you 25,000. We'll make how much? What's the most you'll bet in a game? Yeah, I might move 2,000 if I really like something. Okay, so we'll make your max at 2,000. I'll give you $25,000 credit. And you have to make 3 to 5 plays a day. Can you do that? Oh, absolutely. Okay, so you're 3 to 5 plays a day. Your max bet's 2,000, and I'll put your credit limit 25,000.
Yeah.
Now, there's your credit.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't have to put your credit card down and sign up with DraftKings and do nothing. Here's the problem with that. If you come out of the box and you get beat up for $4,000, well, guess what? You just, you know, guys take shots. So then what happens? You can't pay. You can't power. I can't. I got to go on a payment plan. What? What? And that. And then now here you are.
Now
you
the know, meter's running. Now the VIG comes in.
Now the VIG comes in. I'll give you. You know what? I'll give you 20% on your losses. And it's the whole. That's why bookies will always be in business, because you don't have to put out money first. They'll give you credit to start.
Do you? Yeah. This is speculation, but do you think Shohei's decision to take all the deferred money, right? Isn't he taking like 98% of his money deferred?
Yes.
Do you think the gambling debt had anything to do with that decision?
No, I don't. And I'll tell you why. It's Bauer's fault as a bookie that as a guy starts losing that amount of money to you. And I'll go back to Michael Jordan and that golfer guy. There's a book about where Jordan lost like $2 million to him.
Right.
There's a point where as a bookie where a guy's losing money to you, you have to cut him off. When it gets to be such an amount that you're not going to collect $10 million from him, you cut him off. Mm-hmm. How that balance got to the number that, and I don't know if it's ever going to come out, but I'll put it between 15 and 25 million. That's the last thing I'm going to say to you. That's how
significant. Started at seven.
That is how significant this number is. So I was shocked when my boy told me that. I'm like going, well, geez, they're going to collect that from him. How do you let it get to that amount? Because there's only two wires for $500,000 each. So of the number that I'm dealing with, or the number that my boy told me, he only paid $2 million of that.
Right.
Two 500,000 transfers. I think there's a million out there. So $2 million of X of what he owes. He was never going to collect that big, massive number that Ohtani's into him for. Bauer was never going to see it. So I don't know how, as a bookie, when it got to a million, he should have said, all right, listen, you're done. Take payment of my million, and then I'll reopen your account. That's how it was supposed to work with most normal bookies. Mm-hmm. To let him run up that tab to the number he ran up, that was what was mind-blowing.
How did the government originally find Bauer?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
They've been on, the government's cracking down on illegal bookmaking. Anyway.
He was arrested in 2011.
He's been at it for a while.
So they've known him for a while.
His whole entire life he's been a bookmaker.
Yeah, he's probably
one of the biggest bookmakers on the West Coast. So they've been after him for a while,
okay.
And they got him.
Hey, Brandon, how does Ohtani get his gambling fix? Is he just like hop on a plane and fly to Vegas and like go straight to the high limit rooms? What does he do now?
No, he just basically finds another bookie.
Ooh.
And believe me, bookies will, Bauer will sell his number to someone for X. Mm-hmm. And he'll just start up again, try to be disciplined again, and he may take a break. But if you're that big of a degenerate down that much money, you're going to find another bookie. Unless unless he's like, okay, I dodged a major bullet here.
Right.
I better take a break.
Maybe just goes cold turkey. Maybe just quits. Says, you know what?
I know. That when this story hit.
I've been saying that for years.
You know, yeah. You sat there when this story hit looking at it going, really? I don't know. The girl on ESPN they had covering it, she's stumbling and bumbling through the story. And you're like, oh, you know what? I don't believe this for a minute. There's a lot more to this than meets the eye.
By the way, I misspoke. He wasn't arrested in 2011. He filed for bankruptcy because he owed $425,000 in gambling losses at the Cosmopolitan and Aria casinos.
Aria.
Guy's got $10 million sitting in his safe. See, this is the thing. This is bookies. He's a degenerate gambler.
Right.
my boy said that he was a degenerate gambler. He admitted to my boy he goes, I'm a degenerate gambler anyway. So he goes to the Cosmopolitan. He loses $429 or whatever it was. I don't want to pay. So you know what? I'm going to file bankruptcy and screw the casino.
Hey, Brandon.
That's just what his players do to him.
Hey, real quick. Yep. So just kind of reading the story, when the interpreter changed the story, he you're saying that your buddy was told that he only bet on soccer? And the interpreter told – I guess the interpreter told the media that he bet on soccer, the NBA, the NFL, and college football.
That makes more sense.
Yeah, I don't know why that. I don't know why the interpreter would.
So that's a lie. He didn't do that.
Well, listen. First of all, let's make sure we're clear on this. The whole thing's a lie.
The whole
cover up is an absolute lie. Ohtani bet he was down tens of millions of dollars to a bookmaker. That bookmaker got busted. To get some time off his whatever Bauer's looking at, he said, well, Ohtani was my client. Now they go to Ohtani's agent or his management team and said, listen, we've just been informed by a bookie that your boy's down X amount of millions to a bookmaker. We have his number. We have his phone. We have this. Mm-hmm. Holy shikies. Now the management team says, oh, my God, this is a problem, Ohtani. This is a problem. What do we do? Well, blame it on the interpreter. That's the only way we can get out of this.
D-Lang, we got to run.
Yeah, that was
okay, got it.
Great story,
hey,
man.
Love having you on. Love hearing your voice.
Text me. I want your info.
Yeah, send your shirtless pics to
abs.
Brad Johnson.
We need abs proof of life.
I will send a pic.
He'll do it, too. Send a pic of your new Julia Roberts, too.
I will send you a picture of my girl, and you'll lose your mind on her as well. Good times in B-Lang.
Hopefully we talk to you soon.
Thanks, buddy.
Great to hear from you. That's Brandon Lang coming up next. Give you a chance to win some great prizes. You can call in now at 800-636-1067. We'll play March Mayhem next on the Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.